bring your friends here and ask them to engage with you in activities that you like, that you'd like to see if they could participate with you with you. You need to find a few that people can agree to all be experimenting with, even though the experiments are different. Somebody else might want a table with quiet, a little linen, and so-and-so. And somebody says, well, that's really opulent. That's not what we're doing. Somebody else says, that's all right. That's the way they're trying to experiment with how they want to deal with the richness of that activity here. Somebody else says, for 1 week, I'm only going to eat food from the people I actually know grew it. They may eat very modestly that week. And somebody else says, well, I'd like to figure out how X, you know, what I might want to do is spend a month eating as all the ethnic groups in this valley eat. The Vietnamese, the Laotians, Chicanos, and so on, just to see what that's like. You know, and what happens is you start people getting creative because you've given them a singular area to start becoming creative with. You know in an art that in order to make a manifest, you need some physicality to it. I mean, one of the burdens any artist has is to find out both what the medium is you're working with, to humbly understand its limits, and to understand that that's what you're going to have to create with. That's what we had, and that's what I'm suggesting you have. You find some context that everyone agrees will be what they'll be playing with, and then let it go and see all the different ways that you can deal with it. You could set the house up in different ways. You could have certain segments for people who really want everything especially clean in a certain kind of way. And that might be your pristine area. You know, I remember years ago when I was teaching a course in medical school, anybody in the medical school I was teaching really looked like a pig. Just terrible, man. And we decided to discuss that. And they said they felt that when they thought about it, they felt that the medical school was so autocratic and so rigid, they needed to have something in their lives that just looked like it was all hanging out. And I understood that. I mean, I understood that they needed some kind of balance. See, so instead of being pejorative and saying to them, this is good or bad, you look at the physical facility as this incredible resource that you start some experiments with, many of which are different, and you have the pleasure of seeing how your brothers and sisters live something out. And you are given the gift of seeing how somebody else sees. That's all. How else would they do it? You find a few examples of it so that you can have your medium like any other art.
One of the things that some of us are working on, and you've probably heard about it, the kind of proposed co-op for freshmen, a variation on that. And just so that when these people come into Stanford, they don't right away get the idea that experimentation is something, you know, that some radicals do in these co-ops, that it can be a part of Stanford, and that it doesn't have to necessarily be viewed as, you know, anything. Of course, they've been brought up, who knows, from what backgrounds, but...
I guess I have two reactions to what you're saying. One is it's too bad we've given the term radical over, because radical is a very sweet term. It simply means getting to the root of. Any good academic should want to be a radical. That's all academics should be about, is getting to the roots of matters. It has nothing to do with being on the fringe of anything. You're only on the fringe of everybody else being superficial. Other than that, you're just getting to the heart of things. The other is, I suggested to Lee that, remember I mentioned to you earlier, we moved from Whitman here because of the size. Maybe that you propose to have Como Bay and the freshmen co-op together, and you ask for a bigger house, and you run two experiments at the same time. You have 15 freshmen who are working with each other, and you have 35 working with Como Bay. I just want to give you some options, because it seems to me that it could work very nicely together. Como Bay used to have a lot of freshmen.
Yeah.
You know, we started with freshmen, with a lot of freshmen.
Yeah. Why did that stop?
Pardon?
Why did that stop?
It had something to do with the administration changing ground rules. See, we were never part of the... All the years I was part of it, we weren't part of it. The JOR came later on. I never knew those details. I'm sorry, man. I really don't know those details.
Yeah, and the grad students here, too. And they were kicked out for 10 years or so.
No, it was like you. Yeah, we had graduate students from the beginning. We had freshmen and graduate students right from the very beginning.
Yeah, because it has this critical mass idea.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm concerned that if the smallest house you can find, how many has 30, 35 people? Isn't that the smallest facility? So you're asking 30 to 35 freshmen to come in. Well, that's going to take a lot of work. And I suspect there's nothing wrong with that work. I'm just not sure. My sense is that you might want to design something that overtly says we want to offer the theme house cooperative concept to freshmen. Maybe like Colum Bay to have stay in this house, have the 35, but have 10 of those people be freshmen in some regular fashion. My feeling is you're not going to get both. You're not going to win.
Get both of what?
Colum Bay and a freshman theme house. But there are ways of showing how there's something you... See, the prettiness of that, at least as I hear it, is that you are saying that this experience gets to the heart of a problem within the culture. And unfortunately, the culture itself presents a solution to getting to the heart of the problem as a problem. So if you do it, you got to be a radical. You're saying, that doesn't work. And that part of what we're about as Colum Bay is to show people that acting in ways that are not conventionally tolerated, like cooperatively, is part of what nonviolence is about. And you don't want people to believe something, you simply want them to have the opportunity to have experimented with it. So in fact, you'd like some real change in Colum Bay, like a portion of each entering class to have the option to be a member here, to show them that to live in this way is not to be on the fringe of the world in a poor sense. It's to be in the forefront of living in a way you think is healthy and wise. And that once they've experimented that, they can make various choices. I mean, that would be the way I would present it for whatever it's worth doing.
Yeah, you know, for me, ever since the whole idea of the freshman club came up, I've always felt really uneasy about it because I always saw it as another distraction, like a newlywed couple problem saying, okay, well, let's have a kid that'll save our marriage.
Yeah.
That's how it's just becoming more clear to me why I've kind of not been involved in that because I really, it seems like it will pull away energy from what it already exists rather than help.
Yeah. I guess just the thought I had is that a lot of freshmen, there's such a uniformity of their experience. Mm-hmm. And the people, the upperclassmen that live out there in the dorms, they've chosen that. That's what they like. And so they're going to have antipathy towards the co-ops. And just the fact that freshmen have no choice of being in a co-op is delegitimizing. That... basically, the idea is to get that experience to be shared in that the community of freshmen.
Yeah, I understand that totally. But I just don't see where there's enough energy to
make
that happen and this happen. Is what David said, how both.
Not
only do I think we won't get both, but I don't think we could do both.
Yeah.
But you could experiment, you could ask to allow freshmen to come here. Certainly not, if not their first term, their second and third term. And really present it. When I talk, I often listen to myself as well. I think this whole thing about being a culture is useful. I think what you're saying is that, I think the way you put it, Lee, is very well articulated. That if freshmen are not presented an option, and are presented other options, by inference they think that co-ops are X, Y, and Z. That's not wise, you don't think. That's not where you can get your seating.
Yeah.
But I do think you guys ought to talk to people who are involved in culture regularly. We're not assholes. I'm not going to sit and be really ponderous with you. Talk about this. Seriously. And I think your idea is good. You want to be able to seed it with younger people who see this as an option. But I do think the key to this is really breaking the idea that Colum Bay is a belief system, that you got to be a certain way to be here, as compared to taking the time to experiment so you know more about something. And that's, I think that once you break that, and my feeling is that's where Noam Robinson is coming from. He's somebody who thinks that these are all beliefs, and that the beliefs are now outdated, as compared to that this way of life is definitely not outdated, and it ought to be spent some time with. Now, my feeling is that I think Byron Bland's a very good man. I don't know why he's alienated in particular ways, but I think he's somebody who understands richness of culture, understands it having been brought up down south in Georgia. I said this because he was a student of mine at Graduate Theological Union. Carolyn Roberts, who's a new Assistant Dean of the Chapel, was a student of mine at Graduate Theological Union. These are good human beings. Tom Ambrosi is a good man. He's a new acting dean. I'm only suggesting those people not because of their religious affinities, but because they deal with questions of culture, of richness of culture. reach out a little bit and bring some people in and engage them. Even if there are only 10 of you, say that it really doesn't matter to us that 25 people are not agreeing with us right now. We have a cultural problem where we need to get some dynamic. Doesn't mean you get into the dialogue. I mean, if I was to work with you at all, we need a lot more dialogue. I'm happy you spoke up. I mean, we need a lot more. You need it so you can really feel the guts of the thing. And that's where the dynamic starts. This is just the beginning discussion. That's why when Lee wanted to come over and see me a few days ago, but I didn't want to do it. Because it wouldn't have done anything. It just would have been jacking off in a certain way. Have all you guys together. Then you can start playing off with each other. And now that you're going home for some vacation time, let it settle in you. After this meeting, find some of the brothers and sisters out there during the next day before they rush off. Tell them a little bit about what you feel. Don't lay a number on them. Don't tell them they're supposed to think that way. Let them touch a little bit of your enthusiasm. Give it to them. I hope this is useful. I'll be, when does school start again?
January 6th. We'll be back on the 4th. Classes start on 6th.
I'll be here at the beginning of January, and I'll be with my Balinese godson. If you'd like me to come back, I'm going to be traveling right after that. But if you like me, I won't be offended if you don't. But if you do, and Ari and I can come together, then we can talk a little bit about our world in Bali. It's meant just to be a stimulus. And if that's fine, good. No, no problem.
Like first half of January, or?
No, I won't be here. I'm going to be leaving pretty soon. I'll probably be leaving probably the 12th, I think. Run, but thank you for the time.
Thanks
for coming. The food. Candero, freshman at Colon Bay. I mean, all this stuff, these are people who stick around.
There's a new edition of this app. Is this the newest
one? No, it's the old one. But I do want to remind you that some of those people from volunteers in Asia, those returning people, really could use a context. I feel like somebody wants to talk to them about what they saw in the other cultures, what it feels like to work with them. I mean, there are resources around here that you can draw upon to stimulate yourself.